Hi, my name is Zakarin, and welcome to my podcast. I'm rich, bitch! I got that from one of the greatest TV shows ever made, the Dave Chappelle Show. If you've never watched Dave Chappelle, get it into ya. Alright, I'm rich, bitch! Now, most people believe, I put believe in quotation marks, that they would like to be rich, but at the same time, they have a low richness allowance factor. In other words, they have a huge list of limiting beliefs and programs that are essentially blocking those riches from coming to them. The key limiting beliefs that block people's abundance, or don't really block it, but just disallow the flow of abundance to come to them, but anyway, the key limiting beliefs that block people's abundance and wealth and therefore their happiness are, bum, 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 that money is somehow evil or bad and wealth is not spiritual. And therefore, because it is allegedly not spiritual, God won't help you get rich, and only the proverbial devil will help you get rich to accomplish his nefarious desires. So, of course, in order to get rich, you've got to sell your soul to the devil, as it were. So the basic limiting belief that religious people have and religions have is that if I become rich, then I would become corrupt. And the general bogus belief that getting rich somehow makes you unhappy and greedy and unsatisfied. The other key factor that lowers people's richness allowance factor, the RAF, and blocks them from getting rich is the general belief that getting rich is really hard work and even impossible, especially because of their class or lack of education or whatever excuse they come up with. That there is a general bogus belief that in order to succeed in anything, and especially to become rich, you must pay a high price for that success and wealth. And quote-unquote only special people and extremely talented people, or only the elite classes of people get rich because they're part of the club, the secret club, the in crowd. And probably the biggest wealth limiting factor, the WLF, is people's general belief in the lie of their own unworthiness. And in this case, a belief that they don't deserve to be abundant and wealthy and get rich and be happy and don't deserve ease and freedom, and then must prove their worth to God and other people so that they can get what they want, so that they can deserve to get what they want. But even if you can actually prove your worth, which is unnecessary and unneeded, and you can't really do it, nevertheless, the belief that money is not spiritual and is somehow a cause of corruption and evil blocks people's abundance from coming to them. Humanity has developed such a bogus limiting belief that money and sex and business, etc., and a whole list of other things are somehow separate from God, or not spiritual, or just not right, not the right way to be, or the right way, not the right way to act, etc., etc., and that we are all separate from God, and therefore we must prove our worthiness to some separate God. When the real truth of the matter is source/God, all that is, whatever you want to call it, is fully 100%. Unlimited abundance and prosperity and wealth and richness and goodness of all kind. And that means you are too. People ignorantly separate money and wealth from you know, money wealth from other forms of wealth and other forms of abundance and prosperity. But money and prosperity is the same thing. Money and riches are the same thing as prosperity of anything and everything. It's all just prosperity and abundance, which is what God's source is and what creation is. And source, God, Goddess, the universe, creation, etc., is unlimited abundance of absolutely everything. Unlimited wealth, unlimited resources, unlimited health, unlimited well-being, unlimited love, unlimited fun, unlimited excitement, unlimited everything wonderful that you can imagine. Money and wealth, or money wealth, you know, there's the wealth of everything, but money wealth is the same as having a wealth of love. Money riches is the same as having a richness of vitality and excitement, and a richness of happy, healthy, prosperous, generous relationships. Abundance is abundance. Abundance is prosperity. Whether it's an abundance of money or an abundance of love, it doesn't matter. So when I say I'm rich, bitch, it means I'm rich in money and wealth, and I'm rich in fun, and I'm rich in vitality, and I'm rich in health, and I'm rich in excitement, and I'm rich in adventure. I'm rich in freedom and power, and I'm rich in ease and strength, and I'm rich in confidence and clarity and focus, and I'm rich in creativity and inspiration and ideas. And when I say I'm rich, bitch, I mean a whole lot more than just money. I'm rich of everything. I mean that I'm rich in every single thing that I desire. And I know that every desire I have is instantly created by my source. So every desire I have is 100% rich in that desire right now. I am 100% rich in every single desire I have right now. It's just a perception or a belief that I am otherwise if I happen to be falling into that trap, which is the trap that most people fall into. Everybody's rich of everything they desire. They just believe otherwise. Whatever I desire, I am 100% rich in it. I am overflowing in every single desire I have, even if there are no physical manifestations of those desires in my physical reality yet. Doesn't matter, because I am rich in whatever it is that I desire. I am vibrationally rich in money, regardless of how much money I have. I am vibrationally rich in luscious, fun, exciting, sensual, sexual, loving relationships, regardless of how many yummy lovers and friends I have or how many lovers and friends I don't have. I'm vibrationally rich in freedom, regardless of how much money I have to do the things that I want to do that give me the freedom that I want to have. And regardless of my current ability to travel or not, and life is an adventure, regardless of how many adventures I can or cannot go on. So I'm rich in freedom, regardless of how it appears. I'm rich in freedom, regardless of any physical manifestations that we tend to equate with freedom, because I have the ultimate in freedom, which is the ability to create absolutely anything I desire and imagine creating anything I desire, which includes lots of money and lots of goodies and lots of fun and lots of people and lots of adventures. I have the freedom to create an unlimited supply of anything I desire. And there is absolutely no limit to the riches of anything I desire, and there is no limit to the riches of anything that I can actually manifest. There's no such thing as a judging God or judging force that's separate from you, that judges any of your desires, and there's certainly no such thing as a judging force that judges any of my desires as being wrong or bad or sinful or non-spiritual in any way. Source, God, does not judge any of its creations. That would just be stupid and self-sabotaging. And money is one of those creations. Resources is one of those creations. Business is one of those creations. And everything else that we love and cherish and everything that we desire, no matter what it is honored and respected and allowed fully by God, Goddess, all that is, which is everything and which is what we are. And it is only our own limiting beliefs that blocks the manifestation of any of our desires. Source, God, Goddess, all that is, doesn't care whether you are rich or poor or anything in between. Being rich doesn't prove your worthiness or your unworthiness. And being poor doesn't prove your worthiness or your virtuousness or your unworthiness either. Being rich or poor doesn't prove a damn thing, because there is nothing to prove to anything and anyone. No one's worthiness or unworthiness has ever been in question. The prove your worth scenario is strictly a human creation. The prove your virtuousness to God is strictly a human creation. No one is broke or faulty or sinful or evil or bad in any way. We are all divine. We are all source. We are all God. Source does not make junk. No one has been cast out of heaven for being faulty in any way. Worthiness and unworthiness, sin, evil, judgment, hell, the devil, these are all ignorant, extremely unenlightened, uneducated beliefs created by humans who felt separate from Source, who felt separate from God. They feel separate and felt separate from God because they were taught this bogus belief that we are separate from God. And you get more of whatever you believe to be true. And they believe that they're separate from God because they think limited beliefs and thoughts that are contrary to how Source thinks. And so they feel bad. Anytime you think limited ways, you're thinking contrary ways to how Source, to how God thinks. And when you do that, you feel disconnected from Source. So everybody who generated that idea and came up with those beliefs that they're unworthy and they got to prove their worth to God, that they're separate from God. Well, of course, as soon as they thought those thoughts, they felt separate from God. So they actually manifested what they believed. Any limited judgmental thoughts and beliefs you have, you will feel bad. And in those moments, you are thinking in contrary ways than how Source, how God is thinking. If you're thinking and believing that being rich is bad and money is evil or sinful or I'm bad or wrong for even wanting and desiring money or desiring to be rich, and those people who are rich or are bad or wrong or evil, you're thinking in contrary ways to Source. You're thinking contrary to abundance and prosperity. You're acting like a judgmental God, in quotes, when Source never, ever judges anyone for anything or any reason. If you're thinking and believing that anything is limited in any way, you are thinking contrary to Source. So you will feel bad, and you will feel separate from Source. You will feel... You will cry out, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? But God has never forsaken you. You're just thinking in bogus, limited, judgmental, ignorant ways that are completely contrary to how Source is thinking and how Source feels and how Source lives etc. So let's get rich, bitch! Because Source, God, Goddess, all that is, which is what and who we all truly are, is the absolute epitome of richness and prosperity and unlimited abundance. So let's get rich, bitch! Let's get rich in money and toys, and let's get rich in love and rich in sex, and let's get rich in awesome relationships, and let's get rich in fun and adventure and excitement and travel, and let's get rich in enlightenment and clarity and wisdom and peace and ease and allowance, and let's get rich in creativity, and let's get rich in nonstop creations and brilliant ideas and amazing inspirations and inventions, and let's get rich in immense health and well-being and vitality and youth and longevity and flexibility and fitness and agility. Let's get rich in openness and allowance and surrender and ease and allow the richness of all our desires to come to us and manifest physically in our lives for our own joy and fun and the upliftment of humanity easily, effortlessly, joyfully. You can be, do, and have whatever you desire that you are able to allow to come to you without resistance. I'll say that again. You can be, do, and have whatever you desire that you are able to allow to come to you without resistance. And as the Borg have told us Star Trekkers will know this reference, resistance is futile. So let's get rich, bitch. So who's with me? Are you with me? If you're with me, if you finally realize that you are here on earth for the joy and fun of it, and no other reason, then I want to hear from you. I want to play with you. I want to meet with you. I want to have adventures with you. I want to do exciting things with you and create amazing things with you and do exciting, fun adventures together. So, let's get rich, bitch! All right, hope you enjoyed this podcast. If you did, share with your friends, bless them with these amazing enlightened teachings. Come visit me at zakhyron.com for more self-empowering videos and podcasts and articles and books and products and coaching and support to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality so that you can create and attract the happiness and the health and the wealth and abundance and freedom that you desire. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance on your magnificent journey of divine creation. And remember to make life a holiday, and let's get rich!